This is the Community Living Show here on the NCRA Radio Networks and our half-hour flagship station, Co-op Radio CFRO 100.5 FM.
You got a friend in me, and you've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Yeah, you've got a friend in me, baby, you've got a friend in me.
This is the Community Living Show. Of course, that's our theme, Michael Bublé, in song, You've Got a Friend in Me. Of course, we are on the NCRA Radio Networks, and especially to our people that are wanting to support Vancouver's Co-op Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM. Of course, this is the time of pledge drive. And give us a call, 604-684-8494, to make a pledge to be a donate to Co-op Radio and help support community living and Co-op Radio. Anyways, I'll pass it over to Michael now.
You know, one of the really great reasons why people should donate to and keep us alive on air is because we support independent and local artists and musicians.
Absolutely.
Which
you have to define as an artist.
We have Karina Keeley with us. A couple weeks ago, actually, I played a bunch of your YouTubes because we had just started the pitch.
Hey, thanks.
And I opened up my show with you.
Oh,
so
well,
I was like, it's because I like you so much.
Thank you. I was happy I was able to help contribute to the campaign.
Yeah. So I was glad to have you come in today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So Karina and I actually have become really good friends at this point. We've done some other projects together.
Yeah, there's a lot of different sort of ways that our lives overlap.
Yeah, I know. We're meant to be like co-working or something.
And here we are.
Yeah.
Doing
exactly.
It. Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, why don't you tell everybody a little bit how you got started in music and...
Sure. I mean, my music has been with me my whole life, really. I mean, I've been doing this formally for a handful of years in terms of calling myself a musician and having it be sort of my job and my identity. But I mean, it's been a part of who I am for my whole life. I've been playing music my whole life. Came up, you know, singing and dancing professionally in musicals, and didn't pick up a guitar until I was about 20.
Mm.
And suddenly felt like I was home, which is a really spectacular feeling. And have been writing music for about 10 years and just recorded my first album last year in 2014, yeah. A live off the floor album called Say Yes. Just did it around the corner here in Greenhouse Studios with my sister Jess, and was really delighted to be able to give a space, you know, a physical object to something that's kind of been floating around in ethereal for many, many years. And now it's all I want to do. I'm getting ready to record the next one. I've been touring for pretty much a year solid.
Cool. Are you gonna need a video shot too?
Yeah, at some point, for sure. Yeah, I've had a couple of live shoots at shows, but there's lots to be done, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of fun. So the last time that we actually got to hang out together, we were in Whistler.
Yeah.
And there was a song that you played up there in Whistler as we were all going home. Do you remember what it was?
Oh, gosh. No, now I can't remember what it was.
See,
we'll talk about it maybe on a break, and we'll try to figure it out.
Yeah, but anyway, give us a song anyway.
Sure, yeah. Okay, so this, I had my guitar tuned up to play this one. So this song is called Faith, and
okay.
It really is, was written around a time where, you know, I was doing a lot of work in the climate justice and social justice movement,
mm-hmm.
and just really a lot of my music is... it's to myself. I'm really a lot of times speaking to myself and encouraging myself to continue the work that I'm doing. So hopefully it uplifts others as well. But if not, it can just be for me.
Yay.
when we sing and we were never told we were too small to do something. Everyone around me had 100 hands, and we had the most amazing plans, cause we were never told we were too late. I just wasn't made, having all the strength that I would need to do something. No, I just can't imagine what to do now with all of these nightmares coming true. All of these nightmares. Oh, I keep getting stronger. The light's getting longer, a little every day. This world is too sacred to throw it all away.
Corina Keeley on the Community Living Show. And that song was called?
Faith.
Faith. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And of course, you can listen to her music if you want to give us a call, 604-684-8494. Thanks to Andrew Trotton, who gave us a monthly sustainer for $10. Now, if you want to become a monthly sustainer and give out $10 a month, or $15 a month, or $20 a month, you can. It allows both yourself and the station ability to establish a predictable budget, or you can give us a post-dated check or money order, or come directly off your credit card or your bank account, anything that will give Co-op Radio a chance to have our fall membership drive. And you can also support community radio all year round. Just give us a call again, 604-684-8494. And if you don't want to give us a call, you can always go online, cooperadio.org, and click on donate any way possible. If you want to hear more of this, please give us a call. Otherwise, yeah. We won't
You know, have Kelly, the monthly sustainer is really, it's good in a couple ways, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
It allows you to break up a larger donation into smaller bits, easier to digest bits.
Absolutely.
And it just because we fundraise twice a year doesn't mean that we only get bills twice a year.
No.
You know, we get bills all year long like any other business or house, right?
Yeah.
You know? So it gives us a chance to be able to pay the bills all year long and not have to struggle throughout the year, right?
Absolutely.
So it's a really good way, and it's really a great, helpful way to support us.
And, of course, if you're listening to us on the NCRA Radio Networks and you really want to make a pledge for Co-op Radio, you can also click on cooperadio.org and click on donate, and they'll give you the detailed information of how you can subscribe as well. Not just a monthly sustainer. It could be an annual membership as well, or pay as you want.
Yeah.
If you don't want to become a member, you can still donate any way as possible.
Yeah. And it helps us keep other people, like our good friend Corina here.
Absolutely.
So when we're out in Whistler.
Yeah.
And I was out there, of course, with my camera shooting video and it taking photography, you know, doing my bit, right? But you did this really cool thing, and I actually found a video of you doing it also. You posted on your Facebook page.
Yeah, there's been a couple of videos coming out recently.
It was a boat thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you're doing this really cool. You have to actually, how did they find you on Facebook? Was it?
Well, my music on Facebook is at Corina Keeling Music.
Yeah.
And then my website for my music is KorinaKeeling.ca. And I also have a project that I run called Love Letters for Everybody.
Yeah.
So my website is loveletters4everybody.ca, and you can also follow me on Instagram.
And it has the doodle art, right?
Yeah, basically, the official title of what I do, that's the umbrella term, is sort of I'm a visual practitioner. And so what that means is I do graphic recording, mm-hmm. I do graphic facilitation, I do custom hand lettering, I do installation work. I do kind of anything and everything to do with love letters.
Yeah. So Corina is not just a single faceted artist. She's like a multifaceted artist. She does so many different things, and she does them really well.
Thank you.
So
I try and also I think they feed each other, right? I thrive with variety and change and all of the areas that I practice my work, and I do really see all of my, you know, my music and my artwork and my meditation and my, you know, as practices, and they all really do feed each other quite a lot and inspire, you know, other facets of me and other elements of me to continue to create new things and come up with new ideas.
So you're an artist, a practitioner, you're political.
Well, I mean, I suppose so in the sense that I actually think what's happening in our government and in our global world is relevant to me, and I think that it's important that every member of the human family participates and uses their voice to impact the world that they want to see and the change they want to see. So it's interesting to have a exterior observers label me as political or label me as an activist or label me as, because I mean, I suppose depending on how you define that, that's true, but I don't think that you have to be of a specific class of citizen to be considered an activist or to be considered political.
No. If you have an opinion, if you go out and voice it, you know.
Yeah, and if you have an opinion, even if you don't go out and voice it, I think you still have the capacity to be political. You may not have to be affecting change in a very, you know, in a very effective way, but the decisions that are being made on a municipal and provincial and you know, federal and international level, they impact all of us. And even people who are having conversations in their kitchens, I don't think they're necessarily activists, but I do think they're impacting change because they're changing the perspectives of their families and they're changing the way that their families operate or their communities operate.
It's one of those things, every little bit counts.
Yeah, it absolutely does. So yeah. It says we're all in this together on the back of my phone right there. So.
It sure does.
Yeah.
So you have another song?
Sure, yeah. I'm trying to think, is the one that I sang that day, I'm just going to tune my guitar while I'm talking, was it when we were all together up in the hotel room?
Yeah, when just before the security guy came and told us
we were making too much noise.
we were having
way too much fun.
Yeah, we were having way too much fun, and other people weren't happy because we were having fun.
Well, it's because we didn't invite them.
Yeah, well,
not out of intentional exclusion, because we just didn't know them.
It's open invitation, right?
Exactly. But that's actually usually whenever I'm playing house concerts or concerts in spaces where there's noise restrictions or where there's a lot of other people that are in the community, that's what usually we'll do, is post a couple of signs around that say, we're aware that we're making a little bit more noise than you may be accustomed to, and please come and enjoy it, you know, rather than hopefully they feel included.
Yeah.
I think I played Love is the Movement, so maybe I'll play that.
I think that was it.
Okay. Anna Keeley, everybody.
but I know that we're ready. And if this isn't our time, brothers and sisters, well then, what the hell are we waiting for? Fear is not the answer. Love is the moment. We are the ones we have been waiting.
Karina Keeley on the Community Living Show. You're listening to our Pledge Drive edition on Co-op Radio CFR 100.5 FM. Now it's time to take a moment just to talk about the pledge because, well, unlike campus radio stations, even though we do another one on CITR 101.9 FM, Co-op Radio is not linked to any institutions. Well, having said that, I know for a fact that CITR does Fun Drive during the wintertime.
Yes.
And it's not just any institutions. I know CITR does their own independent Fun Drive. I know other communities throughout the NCRA do their funding drive. I know we do it twice because we do our, you know, we are the voice of the independent for that matter.
Yeah.
You were saying?
Well, the thing is CITR has UBC behind it all
yes.
the way. They have a slice of budget from UBC.
Mm-hmm.
And
we do an hour show.
Yeah, and we do an hour show over there. But here at Co-op Radio, it is exactly that. It's
mm-hmm.
There's a cooperative behind it, but the cooperative is the general public.
Absolutely.
You know, is there's no there's no special interest groups or anything like that behind the co-op. It is just a co-op. And making a pledge, you can become a member of that co-op, and you have a voice in media.
Absolutely. And just to let listeners know, we were on the air. Co-op Radio introduced community living during the 1990s, and it wasn't just myself and Michael that did this show. We had three people originally had the show: Dave Sherritt, Lori Sherritt, and Rich McDonald, and Wendy Allen. I said four.
Yeah.
Four people. Okay. Four people that did the show, and without those four people, we wouldn't have this show. And originally, this show used to be called the South Advocacy Show many long years ago, so keep in mind that Co-op Rio does respect people with disabilities and special needs.
Yeah. Well, there's other shows that have spun off from the idea of having a special needs advocacy show, mm-hmm. Like Soapbox Radio and A Beautiful Mind.
Yeah.
You know, the community living show with Dave Sherritt and Lori Sherritt and all, they actually kind of pioneered it because
exactly
no one thought that, well, who would listen to that, right?
No, nobody.
Well, Co-op Radio said, no, it's a great idea. It's something mm-hmm. that the public needs to know about.
Absolutely.
So
please give us a call, 604-684-8494, if you want to continue on with this show, Community Living, maybe extend it to an hour. We would love to do that.
Yeah.
And have newer shows on Fridays from 2 to 2:30 to give new shows to have a voice of the radio show.
Yeah. So, anyway, back to Karina.
Yes.
Karina, very quickly, because we're
have to wrap up.
We're running out of time.
Yeah.
How does everybody find you?
KarinaHealing.ca is my website, on Facebook, at Karina Healing. If you Google me, you'll hopefully find me, even if you spell it wrong. I have a couple of shows coming up that I'm really looking forward to on the 10th of November, next Tuesday, at the Bridge and Rich Live Society. We're holding a fundraiser to send Takaya Blaney, who's an Indigenous rights and an environmental activist, to the climate summit in Paris. It's a fundraiser for that. And I'm also playing a show at Skinny Fat Jack's up on Main Street with a whole group of people who I'm actually learning to speak Scots Gaelic with. It's a really important part of my ancestral heritage, and my work in Indigenous rights has really shown me that it's crucial that we honor and respect the elders of our lineage. And so I've been learning that language and learning some music, so I'm really mm-hmm. delighted to be playing some a show that's going to be a combination of Scots Gaelic music as well as English songs that are original by all of us. So
cool.
Yeah. That's what the things that are coming up in the immediate future. I'm doing a tour in Montreal and Toronto in January with the Jellyfish Project, speaking to young people in public schools and high schools and middle schools about the environment and music and how mm-hmm. those two are connected. And that's what's coming up for me in the near future.
And you have another album coming soon?
Well, I'm not going to say soon. It's in production right now, so pre-production right now. And that's something that it's going to be my first multi-tracked album. So the last album that I did was Straight Off the Floor. And so this is going to be a whole new ball game for me, and I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really excited about the adventure that it will inevitably bring and the lessons that it
sounds
will bring.
Sounds like you're already having fun with it. That's good.
Yeah, I'm really stoked about it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Cool.
Thank you very much.
For coming.
Thanks for having me.
And, of course, stay tuned for great shows that are coming up, especially if you like to listen to jazz. We got it covered. The A-Train is coming up next on Co-op Radio. So we'll be back again next week. Of course, our Thursday show on CITR 101.9 FM for our show from 9 to 10 a.m. And, of course, our show from 2 to 2:30 on both the NCRA radio networks. Have yourselves a great day. We'll see you again soon. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.